black truck like fresh off the lot. Roll up the jar, check my repertoire. She all on my ear like I say yes, ma. Chillin' the sun and I'm letting the summer. Made in Samoa, this ain't no Dior. From out to door and I'm busting the door. Down when I come for the crown, make sure you keep that same energy, same as before. I'm back like you never left, better yet, put me on a track like this. I can never miss and they just wanna rap about the shit that they never did. And I be in a lab cooking up, this ain't breaking rap, but I can break you up a little something. Yeah, fresh out the AK out to North London. Pour out the herbal tea, bottom my crumpet. Gotta keep hustling, rolling a blunt with a couple of hitter. Wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror. All I see are some blush out eyes. Now fuck that, all I see is a real go-getter. Can't be vegan, cause I can't live with no cheddar. Spell mellow downs all capital letter. Design my own clothes, yeah, the real trendsetter. Every day I get better and bold. Black truck like fresh off the lot. Roll up the jar, check my repertoire. See all in my ear like I say yes, it's mine. Chillin' the sun and I'm letting the summer. Made in Samoa, this ain't no Dior. From out to door and I'm busting the door. Down when I come for the crown, make sure you keep that same energy, same as before. All black truck like fresh off the lot. Roll up the jar, check my repertoire. See all in my ear like I say yes, it's mine. Chillin' the sun and I'm letting the summer. Made in Samoa, this ain't no Dior. From out to door and I'm busting the door. Down when I come for the crown, make sure you keep that same energy, same as before.
All black nights and the fresh out the box. Roll up the fog, check my catalog. Even in the playground, I was on job. Keep the same energy, found that song God since the 1990s. In the belly of the beast, been surrounded by grease. Every single day I'm trying to run up my peas. Now I'm paying my account just to sum up my fees. Classic, let me two-step to the beat. Me and Mello got you mellow, so run the De Niro. She only tell you no quiero. Pulling on a pillow, got her face in the pillow. Wake up in the morning and I'm eating Bonuelo. Take my little ones to go see their abuelo. Then I'm in the booth, punch dance like Canelo. Pulling harsh strings like a cello. Mastering my craft like a young Donatello. True say, I gotta rip it for the UK. From the streets where you get weak like a toupee. I'm always looking for a new play. Then I put it to the side like I'm prepping for a doomsday. I don't care what the who say, it's not important. I ain't no Horton, I ain't like them man, they extort them. I just like them ones, that's how I bought them.
All black truck like fresh off the lot. Roll up the jar, check my repertoire. See all in my ear like I say yes, it's mine. Chillin' the sun and I'm letting the summer. Made in Samoa, this ain't no Dior. From out to door and I'm busting the door. Down when I come for the crown, make sure you keep that same energy, same as before. All black truck like fresh off the lot. Roll up the jar, check my repertoire. See all in my ear like I say yes, it's mine. Chillin' the sun and I'm letting the summer. Made in Samoa, this ain't no Dior. From out to door and I'm busting the door. Down when I come for the crown, make sure you keep that same energy, same as before.
You've just heard the new song from Mellow Downs, same as before. We got a sneaky little listen because that's actually not out until tomorrow. And sitting in front of me is the man himself. Morning, Bronson.
Hey, what's up, Emma? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
A beautiful song. Can you tell us a bit about what it's about?
Yeah, so that was a song called Same As Before, featuring my boy Coops. He's from Tottenham in North London.
Cool.
If you guys don't know who Coops is, he features on one of my biggest songs called Infinite as well. So yeah, we just thought we'd run it back again. And yeah, we got a few things in the pipeline, so yeah.
How long were you guys working on it, and was it sort of a across the ocean kind of collaboration?
Yeah, the way we work is like I'll literally just send him demos, and then like it's pretty much like I'll send him something and then he'll send me something back, then I'll send him something, and it's kind of like a competition a little bit. Like I'll send one thing and then he'll send me something back and I'm like, damn, he got me. And then so like then I have to like try and beat him in the next one, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good competition.
Yeah, and how long were you sort of working on this for?
I had this song since like last year.
Yeah.
Just been sitting on it. And then I just thought like summer is a nice, it's got like a, I don't know, when I hear the song, I could picture the sun. So I was like, yeah. Nah, it's a little summer vibe. Yeah.
I picture someone, walking down the street in like a sick outfit.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
just
yeah.
Feeling themselves, feeling 100. Good, loving
that's,
the city.
That's it.
Yeah, we love that. It's actually quite good timing that the song does have a few fashion references in it, like mm-hmm. Dior and all that kind of thing. Because I want to talk to you about style. I'm testing out a new little segment this morning. It's called
Here for it.
Sound Looks. It's about fashion, it's about music and how it all intersects and intersects. And who better than Mellow Downs, famously well-dressed Aucklander.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today, bro?
This is actually my first like merch line.
Yeah.
It's like a Mellow Downs, my like label Light Side, and then the back is like, it's like kind of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a picture.
I'll get a picture of that and put it on Instagram. Yo,
and then these shorts are like one of the first. There's a Melbourne company called Judah Tribe.
Yeah.
I remember my first Melbourne show, like maybe like 6 years ago. There was this kid that like couldn't get in because he was too young. But the security said, "Oh, there's this guy outside. He's got like this package for you, and this is one of the package. This was in the merch package, and he's gone on to do like Central C and stuff." Like merch and stuff like that, like Burna Boy wears his stuff now, so he's kind of blown up. Yeah, so it's cool to be able to rock like his first merch.
Oh, it's like a deep cut. We love those.
And have to go off the Forrest Gump Nike Cortez, yo.
Beautiful. We love a foot up on the desk.
Yeah.
Do clothes and fashion play an important role for you as far as sort of putting together your look as an artist and being Mellow Downs as opposed to Bronson?
Yeah, I think like it's kind of just all mixed into one now.
Yeah.
Like I'll just wear whatever I want, but for me it's like expression, like just being unapologetic with what you do, whether it's art or work or like just like being seen. I think that's pretty cool, like to be able to have free will with what you look like and how you express what that looks like and how other people perceive you as like their opinion, if you know what I mean. So
you take some risks as well. I've seen you in some pretty crazy pants and stuff.
Yeah. There's this joint in High Street. It's like gatekeeping. Nah, it's like this South Korean spot.
It's not upstairs, is it? VV?
No. It's called like Odd Even or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have like buzzy like Korean clothes, like samples and stuff, and that's where I get all those funky pants from.
Yeah, I've always wondered. They always look amazing.
Yeah.
What's in high rotation in your wardrobe at the moment?
To be honest, it's getting a bit hotter. So, like, just island shirts. I want to try to get back into the island shirts and that. But, yeah, I don't know if I told you, but I moved spot and my new spot's, like, smaller. So, like, I've literally got 7 bags with just clothes sitting in storage. So, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, yo, where's this shirt? And it's like, oh, that's right.
I'm the same. I've got so much stuff storage.
Yeah, I had so much clutter. So, like, I've just literally, like, got rid of so much stuff. Oh, getting rid of so much stuff. So
you should do a garage sale or a flea market.
Yeah, I might do a central flea again. Yeah.
That'd be sick. It's heaving down there every Sunday. It's incredible.
For sure.
Yeah, so much amazing stuff. Where do you buy your clothes other than that gate-kept high street spot?
I think my last purchase that was overseas was in LA, this place called Old New York, and they do like recycled materials from New York and they make real cool pants and hats and stuff like that. But I think my last purchase was that the Korean joint on High Street. I think it's called Odd Even.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was, but like the pants are like layered, like they, like if you like open it up, it's like stitching over stitching. So it kind of like gives it like a layered look. Yeah, I thought those were cool. So yeah.
What about local labels? Who do you rate or like to wear?
I like Stolen Girlfriends, like jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
Who else? Zambezi. Shout out Zambezi.
Oh, shout out Liz and the family and everyone.
Yeah. I like the Blank stuff.
Yeah.
They have like some really quality hoodies and stuff like that. Quest.
Mm-hmm.
They're I think he's from West Auckland, maybe. But the bird Quest, yeah, he's cool. He's a youngin' and he's doing real cool things. There's so many. Oh, I seen this guy with a hoodie a couple of days ago, and it said a big US on it, and I thought that was a cool hoodie, and it stands for Unseen, and apparently that's like a local label that's kind of on the come up. So
yeah, there's all these exciting kind of young labels. Like I really love Franz Bahati's 1999.
Oh yeah, of course.
His stuff's so sick.
He's mad. He's dope. His prints and stuff, and like his homage to Africa and his roots like within the clothes is mad too.
Yeah, there's that kind of Afrofuturistic thing going on. It's pretty epic. And I feel like menswear is pretty exciting at the moment. Like Auckland men are dressing good.
Yeah. It's about time now.
Yeah. Do you take risks? Do you ever put anything on and think, oh, maybe this is a bit cooked? Or do you just go with it?
I never think about it. Then like one of the boys or something might be like, wow, where'd you get that? Or like comment on it and I'll be like, oh. Because I just see it, like, I just put it on, like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I don't think about it too deeply.
What about your glasses? They're kind of a signature, right?
Yeah. Oh, these are stolen.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough they hooked me off a couple of pairs, so I've just been like having them on rotation. I did have the LV Millionaires, but They got, I lost them in an Uber.
Oh no, some lucky. So yeah, if anyone found them in an Uber, those are famous. $1,500
glasses, bro. I was like, damn.
Do more people recognize you when you've got glasses on than when you got them off? I feel like they're a real part of your look.
Yeah, I tried it. Like, I walked around it like in a hoodie and no glasses, and someone still kind of knew who I was. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe my height or the way I walk, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Do they sort of give you, why do you like wearing them?
Oh, my eyes, I got light sensitive.
Oh, for real?
My eyes are light sensitive. It's not like diagnosed, but yeah, like every time I'm in the sun or just like in a room, I'm like squinting. So yeah, it just helps.
So there's a purpose, kind of like, yeah, Anna Wintour never takes hers off,
yeah,
either.
Yeah. And then it just kind of became like, like when I first started coming out, people like started sending me like art, like drawings of me and stuff. Yeah. And I always had glasses on. So I was like, oh, maybe it's just part of the look now.
Yeah. Has your style changed much since the early days of your career? Because how many years into it all are you now?
I think I think I properly like released in like 2017 as a solo artist. So from then, like 7-8 years now.
Yeah. And what did you wear back then? Was it very different, or have you been quite consistent?
I think back then I didn't have like much knowledge of like fashion, but I just wore stuff on like op shops and like stuff I thought was cool. Yeah. A lot of like, I don't know, I would just find stuff at like the Avondale Market and wear it and
shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you find out about stuff now? Like, how do you, you've got really good eclectic taste and you know all these sort of niche brands. How do you?
I actually, like, one of my young'uns came through and he was like telling me, he had gotten back from Milan.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about all these. I was like, what's that? And he's like, what do you mean you don't know what that is? And I was just like, oh shit, because he's like full like knowledgeable, and I was like, damn, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
But I think for me it's just like, if I like it, I like it. Like, I'm not really into, yeah, I like a few local brands, but I'm not really into per se like, oh yeah, I'm only gonna wear this or that. It's like, if it suits this, like, yeah.
Yeah. And you, I mean, speaking of young sort of talent, you work with a lot of emerging artists with the program. And they're always dressed really well. Do you think there's sort of something to that self-expression for like a young person?
I definitely think it is. Like, I look back to when I was younger and like what we would wear compared to like the guys that are like my age back then, you know? Like,
yeah.
And it's like, damn, like these guys got sense. Back then I was just like rocking whatever, like Dickies and Chucks. But that's standard, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people still wear Dickies and Chucks. They're classic. But yeah, they're so much more now. And yeah, there's all these sort of indie labels. And everyone supports their mates as well, which is cool. Like, wears their mates' gear.
100%.
And speaking of gear, you make pretty cool merch. Do you enjoy that process?
I do. Yeah, I love it. But it can be stressful at the same time. Like, especially I designed like a jacket a few years ago, maybe like 3 years ago. And that was pretty stressful, like bringing the pattern together and waiting for samples, getting the right sample and stuff. Like, I enjoyed the process, but it's quite a, like, you'd think you can just like, oh yeah, cool, I designed this like in a day and then it's ready, but it takes a lot of thought and like detail to kind of like get it to where you want it to be, you know what I mean?
So yeah, and like logistics and having all the units and everything.
Yeah, because like, for example, like my last piece that I made was like a Japanese denim jacket, and I locked in a certain material of denim, and then when they sent me the roll, it wasn't the right roll.
Oh,
and like
God.
Then I was like, what the hell is this? And then they're like, oh, we actually ran out of this one.
Oh no.
So I just had to roll off the one they gave me. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the one that I initially wanted.
Yeah, and so much stuff's out of your control, which I guess is quite different to music, where you have more control over the finished product. Do you have any new merch coming out for summer? What sort of on
I wanted
the cards?
To just do like, I'm working on some socks at the moment. That's pretty much it at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, what about gigs? What have you got lined up? What can people put in their calendars?
I don't know if it's announced yet, but I did get locked in for a festival in Waiheke.
Oh, sick.
And I've got some other shows earlier in the year. But yeah, I'll probably come back and talk about that. That's going to be with like a project that I'm working on.
Sounds cool. And are you going to do any more Avondale Market pop-ups? Because I know that went pretty well.
Yeah, that went real well. Oh, I've still got a few vinyls.
I was going to ask
Avondale
you that.
Vinyls left too. Like, there's a couple left, so if you guys, because some people thought it was sold out, so they didn't bother buying it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I've got a couple left. I just,
because that was checked. A repress, eh? You never put it on vinyl the first time around?
Yeah. So I think there's like 20 vinyls left. So like, yeah, if you're a vinyl collector.
Where do you get that from if you want one?
You can get it from Holiday Records online or just in the DM. Someone from my DMs will holler.
Amazing. Yeah. And where can people listen to the new song?
Yeah, it's going to be on Spotify from midnight. Yeah, nice. So same as before, featuring my bro Coops.
Sick.
And yeah.
And is there any other new music to watch out for?
Yeah, so I got an album coming next year, early next year.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been working on that for?
The last like 2 years.
Okay.
Just like in and out of like screenwriting and stuff like that. So
yeah, because you're doing all sorts of stuff at the moment, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I just did my exhibition at Studio One as well a couple months ago. That was cool.
Is it nice to do sort of other creative projects, not just music?
Yeah, I love like coming off ideas and then executing them and then seeing the finished product and being like, yeah, because like I'll come off an idea and if it doesn't get executed, I have like a, I don't know, like I get frustrated.
Mm.
So like to be able to come off an idea in your head and see and like imagine what that looks like in your head and then see it in real time is like the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Are there any sort of particular themes you're exploring in your work at the moment, whether it's music or film or anything?
I think we're like with music, I've been really dabbling with just like nostalgic R&B.
Yeah.
Like if you could imagine that, but with like heavy bars over it. So it's kind of like a contrast of smoothness and then raw bars like together. I quite like that duality. And then with the screenwriting stuff, just pretty much real stories and like narrations and stuff like that. A lived experience from like when I was younger. I wouldn't say trauma, but just like some things that happen as youth, like being able to tell that story, not even if it's me, just being able to tell that story that hasn't been told yet on screen. I feel that's like real important. And like for me as an artist and someone that expresses themselves on like a public platform, I feel like it's a responsibility that I have too. So like I'm like hoping I get this funding to be able to bring it to life, so yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And in the meantime, we've got just some really nice summer jams from you, which is great.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I've got one more coming in a couple of weeks as well. So
sick.
Before the year ends. But apart from that, you can just catch me at the Carver Lounge.
Yeah, with me there too, probably. Shout out Full Shells.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Bronson. Thank you so much for coming on.
Nah, for having me.
Thanks for the sneak preview and good luck with everything. And that was same as before. We heard that just before the interview. Anyone who missed that, that'll be up on the Beatcast not long after the show finishes. Next up, let's listen to... Ooh, this is Exploding Rainbow Orchestra on the Run featuring... Diggy Dupay.